This is Tested from WUNC, a look at how we're responding to the day's challenges in North Carolina and the South. I'm Liz Schlemmer. Teachers are leaving in large numbers in some North Carolina school districts. They say they've been working with low pay and high expectations for years. But when the pandemic put their routines on pause, they had time to think about their priorities. Three former teachers told me their stories this summer. I met Josh Paterni just after he quit this spring. He was a high school English teacher in Orange County schools. He said he suddenly had more free time to reflect.
So I've been kind of living with my decision, and in some ways this was an incredibly difficult decision to leave. And certainly there's some regret.
Paterni left before the school year ended, and his school struggled to find a certified teacher in his place. He says he had a great group of students and counted colleagues among his closest friends.
I left what most English teachers would see as an ideal situation. Also, this semester in particular, I had a really highly motivated group of English 3 students who, you know, seemed to be excited about, you know, being back in the building. Seemed to be an extra level of motivation for those kids to learn and explore. And in some ways, it was, you know, one of my most productive recent years of teaching with young people. In addition to that, you know, was working with an incredibly talented group of teachers, some of my best friends and people I've worked with over the last 8 years. So leaving was a struggle.
But the job was weighing on his home life.
When you're a teacher, you're always a teacher. And increasingly, that meant that I was responding to student emails or work-related calls well into the evening. I felt like I wasn't a particularly successful co-parent, which felt incredibly unfair because my partner is the primary breadwinner in our household.
He and his wife have an 8-year-old son and live in Durham. Despite being mid-career professionals in their 40s, he says they were just getting by.
Any, you know, just sort of minor blip, right? A trip to the emergency room for my son for stitches or an unexpected car repair meant that, you know, we were putting thousands of dollars on credit cards.
He spent 18 years teaching in North Carolina and at the end made around $50,000. The state salary schedule locks mid-career teachers into a $50,000 base salary for 10 years straight.
And I recognize that in some parts of the state, $50,000 is enough money to live comfortably. But in Charlotte-Mecklenburg County, in Wake County or Durham, that's not a wage that you can raise a family on.
Attorney says his breaking point was when state lawmakers and Governor Roy Cooper announced a state budget deal last December.
I think that it was framed maybe in media and by the governor's office and certainly by the General Assembly as a grand compromise and as a step forward for teachers. It did not feel that way for me, in particular with, you know, 4 years of essentially a salary freeze.
4 years of gridlock between the legislature and the governor meant the teacher salary schedule hadn't changed until the new budget passed. But the new raises were not as much for teachers with more than 15 years experience.
What amounted to just a little over a 1% increase in a year with record inflation was just, it was difficult to accept. It felt like an insult. And in particular in, you know, a period when teaching has been so difficult.
Paterni decided to look for another job. He says he'd been frustrated enough to sometimes put out applications before. But during this year's hiring boom, he had better luck. An education tech firm and research Triangle Park offered him a job with a significant pay jump. He now makes more than the top of the statewide teacher salary schedule.
I, did very much feel like I was living paycheck to paycheck. And I'm hoping that that's something I'll be able to escape, kind of moving out of public service, which is a sad thing to say.
After serving in his new job for several months now, Paterni says he is happy with his decision to leave teaching, but he's concerned about teacher vacancies.
I'm just worried about who's going to teach my son.
The chair of the State Board of Education recently called North Carolina's teacher vacancy situation a, quote, crisis. State education leaders are working on a controversial restructuring to teacher salaries, but that plan does not address other working conditions. Every former teacher has a breaking point, when extra duties mean they haven't eaten a real lunch in weeks, when they have to seriously consider the risk of a school shooting, when stress leads to a mental health crisis.
I'm just burned completely out. Initially when they say you get up and go, well, my get up and go has got up and gone, left the building. It's not here anymore.
Angela Hinson Samuels retired early from teaching special education at Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools. She enjoys spending some of her newfound free time on her large, sunny porch.
And that was always my goal, to have a beautiful front porch that I could sit back and relax on after I worked hard and serve the community and things of that nature. And so I finally got my porch. I'm very happy with my porch. I wish that I were still working, though, with the students. And I wish that when I came to rest on my porch, that I had everything that I earned or that I went or that I was trying to earn. It was heartbreaking to have to retire early.
Samuels retired early because the work-related stress she was experiencing last year landed her in the hospital.
January, February of 2021, I was ill and wound up in the hospital in March for a week. And so the doctor took me out of work until July.
Her job was so overwhelming, it was causing not only mental health issues, but physical as well.
Because the stress started to affect my my stomach. So there was a lot of vomiting and nausea, and I'm diabetic, and I lost a lot of weight.
The stressful part of her job was not teaching. It was the mountains of paperwork special education teachers are required to file daily to track their students' progress and meet legal expectations. It was devouring her time.
I'd say 15 to 20 hours a week or more, just on paperwork alone. Hours and hours, and on the weekend and at night and at home, you were constantly, this is a constant thing.
When Samuel started teaching special education in 2006, her school district employed people to handle the paperwork.
They had what you call a case manager. A case manager was assigned to the school or a couple of schools, and they were responsible for setting up meetings, coordinating, testing, anything special that the EC children needed. That was their role, to make sure that meetings were done on time, all of that type stuff. Well, they took that person out of the loop.
At your school district?
Yes. And so when they took that person out of the loop, that gave the case management job to the teacher.
Instead, for the last few years of Samuel's career, the school district employed people to check her paperwork for compliance with legal expectations and school policies.
Those couple of years were probably the hardest. I always struggled with the paperwork, so to speak, because of how cumbersome it was and how demanding it was. With a case manager. And that's why it was so surprising to me that they took them away, because we were already having issues. There was already compliance issues and errors and training time and time again to try to, you making these mistakes, y'all need to stop making these mistakes. And then when they turned around and gave us the responsibility, I was really stunned. But those 2 years were the hardest ones for me because my meetings were always late or my paperwork was in error, incomplete, out of compliance.
She says she felt the school district never considered how much time all her workload would require. Samuels used to work in a police department where that was a key part of her role as a manager.
Task analysis is something that I learned working for the city. In that, you look at the task and time it takes to complete the task. They never consider that in the school system. There's no way you can complete the number of tasks associated with the position accurately in a timely fashion and serve the student to the extent you need to. And I want to teach children. I don't want to write about them and write down what I'm going to do with them, all of that, all the time, because I know I have to a certain extent. But I want to teach. I want the kids. I want to FaceTime. I want to show them 5 different ways how to do something till they find the one that works for them.
During the school day, she tried to focus on her main job, teaching special education.
In the early days of teaching, you know, you came in and you spent time with the kids. You taught. As I was leaving out the door, it was the opposite. You did paperwork.
When Samuel's school went to virtual-only classes during the pandemic, she got a small break.
It gave you a better chance to use the bathroom when you needed to. When the classes changed and moved around, you had a minute to collect your thoughts and get things together or check your blood or, you know, drink a Glucerna or, you know, that type thing.
All things that are vitally important as a diabetic. Samuel saw an alternative and began studying to be a Medicare insurance agent when another bout of anxiety landed her in the hospital a second time.
And at that point, I had to make a decision about whether I was going to retire or not. And so wound up in the hospital again for 2 days from the stress of making the decision, but I went on and decided to retire. At that point, I was getting ready to turn 59, and I wanted to stay till I at least turned 59. I lost my grandmother at the age of 60 from bone cancer. I lost my mother at the age of 60 from ovarian cancer. And so approaching my 60th birthday over the past several years has been very challenging. I don't even know how to explain how you kind of got a countdown going in your head and these things you got to accomplish.
Samuels decided to retire early in August 2021, just before she turned 59.
But not fully retired. There's no way I could be fully retired because I've got to generate some type of income.
Because she retired 3 years before she was eligible for full retirement benefits, Samuel says she receives about $600 less per month from her pension, and she's still paying off her own student loan debt from studying to become a teacher. It weighs on her that the state already had hundreds of vacancies for special education teachers last school year.
And that's why I wanted to hang on, because I know they need me. And I just did not intend to leave like that. I did not intend to retire early. I did not intend to leave money on the table. I intended to, you know, be a teacher.
Megan Wing keeps old class photos framed in her bedroom to remember her former first grade students.
This was the last group of kids that I taught in person. They're amazing. I've been texting all of them because I keep seeing this picture and I'll like send a picture and be like, hey, I'm thinking of you. I miss you guys.
Wing taught at Wake County Schools for 5 years.
I loved teaching. Truly, it was everything to me. But I realized that it wasn't going to be a part of my long-term plan.
She had a second passion, life coaching.
A life coach is kind of like a therapist for your future.
Wing had been seeing her own life coach for years.
She was like, where do you see yourself in 10 years? And I realized that I wanted to be working from home, hopefully with some children.
She started a part-time business life coaching during the pandemic while still teaching.
I was making $40,000 as a teacher, and I was able to double that just doing coaching part-time.
Then she decided to quit her job as a teacher and has grown her business and her salary to nearly $100,000.
Financially, the change from coaching to teaching has been ridiculous. Like, and that was a big part of me leaving teaching as well, is that I knew that I wanted to travel and I knew that children would be expensive and just all these different things.
As a beginning teacher, Wing had worked around the clock to afford an apartment in Wake County without roommates.
But I would overnight nanny, and I would wake up with the kids I nannied. I would take them to school, teach all day, tutor, work after school, and then take the kids back I nannied, and I taught yoga.
She also appreciates the flexibility of her new job and how that may one day help her with her other goal of being a mom.
I can work from home. I can work whenever I want. There's just a lot more freedom.
Still, Wing says she never considered leaving teaching before the pandemic.
One of the things that a lot of us, I believe, realized is that, like, we have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow. And it's important to kind of, like, reflect and be like, is this the life I really want to live?
School districts across the state are still working to hire teachers by the start of the school year, now weeks away, and still counting potential vacancies. The true cost of this great resignation will not be tallied until students enter classrooms. That's it for this episode of Tested. I'm Liz Schlemmer. Thanks for listening.